Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
And you know what 1 o'clock means, Frank? You've already guessed nap time, snack and you've time. Already guessed lunchtime. What's your guess today? Snack time?
Oh, well, I've already had my croissant. I had that earlier.
Where'd you get that from? Did you bring that yourself?
No, they were in the...
Croissants?
Yeah, croissant.
My friend had a croissant. She had a raspberry chocolate croissant or something like that. Almond raspberry chocolate croissant?
Mm-hmm.
Croissant?
Croissant.
All right. Well, it's not croissant time. You already had your croissant. It would be time for the biggest fan. If you're today's biggest fan.
That was a loud silence.
If you're today's biggest fan, and I announce your name, and you give us a call, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, you will be qualified to potentially win a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all the fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggest fan in order to potentially have your name called. Today's biggest fan, Carlos Ramos in Chula Vista. Carlos Ramos in Chula Vista. You have 10 minutes to call in and to be qualified for the biggest fan contest. Carlos Ramos of Chula Vista. You are today's biggest fan. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. If Carlos calls in the next 10 minutes, he will be qualified to win a night in the Odyssey suite for a future Padres game. You got 10 minutes, Carlos. If anybody knows Carlos Ramos in Chula Vista, better get him ready to go. Anyway.
We have a chance to take the lead here for qualifying the most people because Bennett Woods did not get their qualifier this morning.
People are saying he was already been named. Is there multiple Carlos Ramos?
No, I'm not seeing another Carlos Ramos on here.
Are you looking at the right sheet? They're questioning you, Frank.
I'm looking at the right sheet.
Uh-oh. Did the morning show say the wrong name? Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
They're right.
Is he on there twice?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You're right. They chat. Good on you. They are right. That is a duplicate.
I got to see the sheet now.
That chat, you guys are one. Frank Dupin. I'm not the one that made the list, all right?
No, we get the list from the...
we get the list for promotions.
Promo team. Do I have access to this list?
You should. I don't know why
you don't.
I should,
yeah, for sure. Biggest fan contest. Yeah, let me take a look at this thing.
Yeah, I gotta send an email now.
It's got the same number too.
Yep, same phone number. Yep.
Wow. Interesting. Anyway, I don't know if that's the what do we got here.
Well,
what
do we do? I can't
do anything about it. We can't pull other names.
Yeah, can't just pull another name. I'm sending an email to our promotions now.
Okay, well, we'll put that on hold. Let's talk about, while we have the time, let's talk about, so here's something that happened in high school football. They have announced the finally got out the dates, times for the championship games. So, John Maffey had this report. For the first time in 4 years, San Diego Section Open Division Football Championship will not be played at Snapdragon Stadium. Instead... Instead, the Open Division Championship will be played November 25th at Southwestern College. Kickoff for the game Tuesday is at 7 o'clock. The last three seasons, the Open Division featured Lincoln and Carlsbad, Lincoln and Granite, and Lincoln versus Cathedral, all at Snapdragon. Other dates and times and sites have also been set. Division 5 AA and 8-man championships will be played on November 22nd at Escondido High School. Divisions 2 and 5 are scheduled for November 28th at Southwestern College. Divisions 1, 3, and 4 will be played November 29th at Southwestern College. Hoping for a Saturday, November 22nd championship game for the Open Division for CIF, ran into a roadblock number one. Snapdragon is already hosting the San Jose State, San Diego State football game on that day. Understandably, the stadium isn't available on Friday, November 21st. Pushing the Open Division Championship into the next week didn't work for San Diego after San Diego FC beat Portland on Sunday and gave SDFC a conference semifinal home playoff game against Minnesota. The soccer playoff game will take place November 24th at Snapdragon Stadium. With Southwestern College hosting Moore Park in the Patriot Bowl on November 22nd, the college facility was out for that date. Quote, while we hoped to host the Open Division Championship at Snapdragon again this year, the schedule unfortunately didn't align. CIF Section Commissioner Joe Hines said, we were hoping to return to Snapdragon in 2026. How about that? Scheduling conflicts. People are all up in arms about the games being on a Tuesday. I don't mind the extra days. When I was a junior in high school, we played on Friday and then had to play on Tuesday. We had to play Friday and then Monday, actually. I think it was Friday, then Monday. We were playing Black Friday and then playing Monday. You had Saturday, Sunday off, and then we played again at Qualcomm Stadium on Monday. That's how you get to play in some of these stadiums. So that was the latest news we got in the high school football realm. So the Open Division playoffs will play this Friday on, what is it, the 14th? Is that what Friday is?
Yeah.
Friday the 14th. And then the two winners will then have next week basically off and then play on Tuesday the following week. Who needs CUSA action? We got high school football. Huh? How about it? All right, some of the scores from around high school football before we talk about San Diego State while Frank is dealing with something we've never happened before.
Our promo guy is in adjusting it as we speak. So.
Making the adjustment. This is what happened. First round of the playoffs in Division 1. It was first round playoffs. A lot of teams had byes in Division 1 through 5. Poway and Torrey Pines. Poway, the 9 seed, upset Torrey Pines, the 8 seed, 27-24. Point Loma beat Modern Day Catholic as the 5 seed over the 12, 41-7. Holtville drove out to Oceanside, lost 35-14 in the 11-6 matchup. And in the 7-10, it was Rancho Morado all over Del Norte in that particular bracket. St. Augustine beat Grossmont in the 8-9 in Division 2. Scripps Ranch over La Jolla, 42-0. And in the 12-5, Scripps Ranch was the 12 seed, and they're up 42-0 on La Jolla at halftime, who was the 5 seed. That was a crazy result. San Diego High went out to Imperial and beat Imperial 24-14, upsetting the 6 seed in Division 2. And the 10-seeded San Pasqual Eagles fall to the 7th seed Helix Highlanders 49-27 last Friday. In D3, it was No, they didn't have all the scores, but Christian beat Brawley and Olympia beat Patrick Henry in Division 4. Hilltop over Coastal Academy. Eastlake beat West Hills. RBV lost to Mira Mesa. And La Jolla Country Day beat Coronado. D5.
Are you really just going to cruise over the fact that Olympian beat Patrick Henry, what was it, 25-24?
Oh, yeah, that was wrong, too. That was posted in the thing. Patrick Henry won that game 42-something.
Oh, for God's sake.
You didn't even know that was the answer to that?
No.
I'm glad you corrected me. Patrick Henry won that game. I don't know why I'm reading off the Union Tribune's website for the scores. Half of those aren't even accurate.
I wonderful. That's what we've been using all season. So God knows
who knows
any
how many
of these
wrong ones
were.
I got to pull up the CF website. Yeah, that was the controversy. I remember because I was at the game on Friday with. I was at the volleyball game on Friday with Nikki P.
Yeah,
he is a Patrick Henry alum.
Yes.
And he was getting updates, and he was like, and Patrick Henry was up big. And then the score that was posted was that Olympian won. I was like, what happened? And Nikki P's like, no, I checked the Instagram account for Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry won. He's like, first of all, sorry about it, Frank.
So who won any of these games?
I'll go to CIF's website instead. Poway did win. Point Loma won. Oceanside won. RB won and D1. In Division 2... Santa Fe Christian, St. Augustine beat Grossmont, Scripps Ranch beat La Jolla, San Diego High beat Imperial, and Helix beat San Pasqual. In Division 3, Bishops won. They didn't have a score posted on that for some reason. So Bishops won. Madison beat Otay 27-0. Christian beat Brawley 37-16. And Henry beat Olympian 40-21. The Union Tribune had the score as Olympian winning 25-24, but Henry won 40-21. How about that?
Did you say it was 41-21, you said?
40-21. 40-21. Henry won. And the paper said Olympian won 25-24. This is the problem with pulling stuff off Max Preps because parents just like post scores.
Wait. Hold on. What was the game after Olympian Patrick Henry?
That I mentioned?
Yeah.
I don't remember. In the
UT.
I took it off the.
Because I noticed the first game, I think it was the first game in Division 1 or Division 2, didn't have a score.
Oh, two of them didn't have a score in Division 3.
So maybe they just got bumped down the line?
No, because Max Preps had that as the score, too. It was crazy.
Wonderful.
Hilltop won, Eastlake won, Mira Mesa won, La Jolla Country Day won in Division 4. In D5, it was Hoover over Escondido. Chula Vista beat Mar Vista. Fallbrook won, Santana won. Division 5 AA, Maranatha and Claremont both won. They'll play each other on Friday. Mountain Empire and Palo Verde Valley both won. They'll play each other also on Friday. Mountain Empire, not as far of a drive to Palo Verde Valley as it was for O'Farrell Charter, as we mentioned, being 3.5 hours to Blythe. So that's a look at the high school football. In 8-man football in Division 6, how about this? It's a great matchup right here. St. Joseph Academy is going to play Francis Parker. Julian Borrego Springs. That's got to be a rivalry of some kind. You would think. They're like right next to each other. Julian Borrego Springs matchup on Friday. That sounds like a hell of a game to go to.
Did Julian play this past week?
Yeah, they did. They beat West Shores 58-52.
Oh, because I remember,
it's
wasn't
eight-man
there
football?
Because wasn't there a big fire up by Julian?
There was, but it was like east of Julian.
Okay.
But yes, they did play. They hosted too. They beat West Shores 58-52.
There you go.
They're playing Borrego Springs, who had a bye. Should be a fun time in D6. We'll talk more about those matchups coming up on Friday a little bit later. Anything you want to recap from the Aztec game aside from that was awful?
I mean,
that was the worst time to ever have a game like that, was right then and there.
Christian Shimabuku, who was our guest on Friday.
He cursed us because he knew he was bad at making predictions.
He said he didn't want to make a prediction, but what he did say was it was going to be a one possession game and whoever lost it was going to feel like they won it. He was completely wrong on that one. So it does hold up. What he said.
He literally wrecked it. As soon as he said the precursor of, I'm really bad at making predictions. And then he predicted a close, hard-fought game won by San Diego State. And instead, what was it? The exact opposite. It was Hawaii kicking their ass.
It also didn't help. It was a rainy night.
No, don't make excuses.
No, I'm just saying. It's what it was. It was a rainy night after travel. I'm sorry, I got the email. Chris Johnson hurt for the game. Bryce Phillips, who we had on the show on Thursday, boy, he did not have it. He got burned by Jackson Harris on multiple different occasions.
He had a bad day.
Yeah, he had a bad night. And so did Jaden Dennegal. He has fallen off a cliff over these last couple of weeks. What was his numbers? I have it up here. 10 for 27, 123 yards, no touchdowns, two picks, 7 carries for minus 7 yards. Now some of those do include sacks. But Dennegal, until a couple weeks ago, he had only thrown one pick, and now he's got like 5 or 6.
Here's my thing with the Aztec game. That as miserable as that was, defense did not show out. I mean, it just was not a good game. And Hawaii played a hell
Chambliss
of a football
had a great game.
You're still from the positive standpoint is you're still in control of your own destiny.
You're still
if they beat Boise State on
Saturday.
That'd put San Diego State at 5-1. It would drop Boise State to 4-2. Now all of a sudden there's a crazy tiebreaker for second place in the Mountain West. And you could potentially you still get to host the Mountain West Championship game if you win out your 3 games.
Yeah, because right now Hawaii's got a week off next week. New Mexico, who is 3-2, plays Colorado State at home. UNLV, who's also 3-2 in the conference, has Utah State at home. Fresno State, also 3-2 in the conference, plays Wyoming. And then it's Utah State, who is...
also 3-2.
There it is playing UNLV. So this right here, if you want to clear yourself and not really have to worry about the conference championship, you have to win this game on Saturday. You have to. Period.
Oh, that's otherwise, a guarantee.
Otherwise,
for sure.
you are in a hornet's nest behind you, and it's a 6-way tie, and you could be as low as 7th in the blink of an eye.
And New Mexico's right there, yeah. And you got New Mexico at New Mexico at the end of the year, a team that's undefeated at home, and you're 3-2 on the road. It's most of the case for all the teams in conference. The only team that's got a good road record is UNLV. They're 4-1. Everybody else is kind of lousy on the road.
And you don't play UNLV this year.
Right. You don't have to play UNLV this year. But the one thing you don't want to do is get into a tiebreaker hell with schools like UNLV. Now, there is a website that I can mess around with that will give you a lot of different tiebreaker scenarios if you intend lose to Boise State on Saturday, which you cannot do. But the good thing is for San Diego State is they're still in control of their own destiny. Now, in terms of that, yes, they're in control of their own destiny to potentially win the Mountain West Championship, but now with that loss, the Mountain West is out of a college football playoff spot. It's out. Because it was already slim to be the Group of Five representative. You got a break. I mean, the American Athletic Conference helped you out with the teams that lost this past weekend. I mean, Navy lost again. They're at 7-2. Who did Tulane beat? Memphis? They knocked Memphis out of the top spot.
At Memphis, too.
At Memphis. They have a crazy five-team lead or five-team race right now in conference. They got Navy, South Florida, Tulane, North Texas, East Carolina, all with one loss in conference. And so from that perspective, that's the conference that's going to get the nod. So San Diego State knocked themselves out of a college football playoff spot, which, by the way, was still a pipe dream. Okay, like,
yeah, it was
we're not
going
to sit here and pretend like that was theirs to lose and they had a really good chance. They did not have a really good chance. It was still slim. But I think the setup of it would be nice to see San Diego State playing a game at home against Boise State in a Mountain West Championship game with a winner goes to the college football playoff on the line. I think that would be the best thing you could possibly do to try to get more people in the Saints. You know what you're not going to do? You just lost a bunch of momentum getting smoked by Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to see what the attendance is like this weekend.
They got they got rolled by Hawaii. And that was, again, something they have had two games this year where they have had a long travel. It was this game and Northern Illinois. They've scored a combined 12 points in those games. That's not good. It's really, really not good.
There's a lot of things that are a problem with college football. And right, one of them right now, based on the college football playoff rankings that just came out, has something to do with some of these super conferences. We're going to talk about it when we come back. We'll talk college football as we continue on San Diego Zimmerman Sports Station 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football playoff polls came out. College football is a mess for a lot of different reasons, Frank. Who would have thought...
No kidding, huh?
Who would have thought that massive conferences with no divisions was going to be a terrible idea? Who would have thought that?
Not me.
What am I talking about? Well, you have situations in which there's schools that are rising to the top in their conferences that might be set up to play in a conference championship game that are not playing good teams in their schedule. They don't play like they're playing bad teams. Let's talk about Texas A&M for a second. A lot of people upset that Texas A&M is not the number one team in the country. I heard Maggie Gray say it on one of those CBS Sports Minutes. This is Texas A&M's schedule.
Infinity Sports Minute.
Yeah, whatever it is now. Infinity Sports Minute. Is it even that anymore, or is it the...
God, if I know, I don't
is it Westwood One, or... I don't even know what it is.
Brother, I don't listen to you, let alone those.
The Sports Minute. The Sports Minute. Whatever the Sports Minute thing is. Maggie Gray. We'll talk about how Texas A&M should be the number one team in the country. For what? For beating Notre Dame? This is the schedule that they played. I want you to alert me when you hear a fired coach. You ready for this? They start the season beating UTSA. Nice. Utah State. Is that a good win? At Notre Dame by 1 point. I'll give them credit for that. They beat Auburn. That looked like a good win at the time. Did Hugh Freeze get fired, or is he going to get fired? Do we remember?
I don't know.
Auburn's a disaster all of a sudden. So not a good win. Mississippi State, Frank, they're one of the best teams in the SEC? No. In fact, they're at the bottom. They're 1-5 in the SEC. Florida. I got to double check. I thought Hugh Freeze got fired. But maybe he's going to get fired. Yeah, he did get fired. Okay, so let's go back to that schedule. So Auburn fired their coach. Mississippi State, terrible. Florida fired their coach. They played Arkansas, fired their coach. They played LSU.
Who?
Arkansas.
Thank you.
Fired their coach. LSU fired their coach. Well, I don't know. They've said they didn't fire their coach now. He ain't there anymore. LSU fired their coach. And they played Missouri. Missouri, who's 6-3 on the year, 2-3 in SEC play. They played Missouri, LSU, Florida, Mississippi State, Auburn, Arkansas. All of those teams were in the bottom half of the SEC. All of those teams. In fact, you look at that schedule for Texas A&M, they played 1, 2, 3, 4 programs that all fired their coach this year. And it ain't because Texas A&M is just so much better than everybody else. Yet they're number 3 in the country. And people want to be number 1 in the country. Why in the world is Texas ranked 10th in the country, Frank?
God only knows.
Because they beat Oklahoma?
Because of Arch Manning.
They beat a Vanderbilt team that was already overrated because of the way that we decided to make rankings? Why? Because they lost to Ohio State? They beat San Jose State, UTEP, Sam Houston, who was 0-8 until they played Oregon State. They lost to Florida. Did people forget that they lost to Florida? Who fired their coach? They beat Oklahoma. Sick. Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt. Terrible. We'll see what they do against Georgia and Texas A&M. They're 10 in the country. For two losses, they're 10 in the country. I don't understand the way that we do things in college football. There's so many easier ways to get out of these problems. I mean, the SEC's got 7 teams ranked in the college football playoff. Why is Tennessee ranked? I ask this question every week. As a Tennessee fan, why are they ranked? It makes no sense.
Is Pitt still ranked?
Yeah, they're ranked. How about this? How about the guy in charge of the college football playoff last night talking about how the ACC is basically a one-bid league because we look at what they did in the non-conference, and aside from Miami beating Notre Dame, they haven't done anything. Hello? Hello? McFly? Hello? Does anybody remember the fact that Florida State beat Alabama at the beginning of the season? Does anybody remember that? Or are we just going to like throw that by the wayside? Alabama lost to the third worst team in the lousy Atlantic Coast Conference. Florida State's 1-5 in conference and 4-5 over in the season. They beat Alabama's ass. That game was even close. You can't say it was lucky when you got your ass beat. It's not a huge factor. But the fact that they just ignored that game ever happened is crazy to me. This whole committee BS is such a joke. I'm so tired of what I don't understand. I do understand because it's money. It's all based on money. But like the way that they do the rankings just makes no. It just makes no sense. Miami is getting punished. Miami, Notre Dame gets more love for losing to Miami than Miami does for beating Notre Dame. That's a problem in itself. College football, dude, what are we doing? Like BYU gets jettisoned from the top 10 because they lost to Texas Tech on the road. Ah, look, this BYU team's not very good. They're 8-1. Their one loss was to a top 6 team in the country on the road. It's just not all things are created equal. We look at the logos and everything. It's a joke. I do got to ask, though, like as much as I love the Big 12, and I'm a little Big 12 biased, what? Utah's 12? What? Utah's best two assets are the fact that they lost to BYU and Tech. And they beat, Cincinnati at, 10 o'clock at night, Cincinnati time in Utah. They beat UCLA, Cal Poly, Wyoming, West Virginia, Arizona State without Sam Levitt, Colorado and Cincinnati, and they're 13 in the country? What are we doing? It's so simple. We have too many of these schedules that don't make any sense. We got too many teams don't get me started on Ohio State. I'll piss off all the Ohio State fans. But in what world I mean, look at the schedule that Ohio State has in conference. I'm glad that they scheduled Texas. Texas is very overrated, but you know what? At least they scheduled Texas. But they played Grambling State, Ohio. They played Washington, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Penn State, Purdue. They finished the season with UCLA, Rutgers, and then finally maybe a contest in Michigan. The schedules are so out of whack because you have these gigantic conferences and everybody's pushing for more money. I mean, the Big Ten's about to commit the worst deal with the devil ever and getting private equity involved. What a disaster college athletics is. It's so simple. It's so simple. Do it what that Fox guy did. I could come up with 1,000 different ways to fix college football for the college football playoff. And you know what I would never do? Have humans who are all biased in their own ways, and there's money incentives, tell me who's good and who's not based on what they saw. Well, we all know, even though Notre Dame lost two games, that they would win this. Stop with the hypothetical wins. The SEC is undefeated in hypothetical wins. But the reality is, it's so simple. Have all the power conferences be power conferences together, the four power conferences. The top four in every conference should be able to go to the college football playoff. Split people in divisions again. At least that way you're guaranteed to play some good teams every year. The only reason why they have like these gigantic conferences in general is to make money on a TV contract. Guess what? Split the conferences up in divisions. You still get to run all those same schools. It's time to go back to the divisions. Take the top two out of both divisions. Make your top four. Those are the top four that make the college football playoff. Go 4, 8, 12, 16 from the power four. Backload the rest with two teams from the group of five. Get you to 18 teams. And then after that, you fill it up with however many at-large you want so all those SEC and Big Ten schools can collect the check and be mediocre in the college football playoff. It's simple. They don't need to overcomplicate this thing. It's super simple. They just don't want to do it because they don't want to share. And it's greed. This college football stuff is crazy. I laugh every time I hear this committee and there's like, oh, well, we believe that if these two teams played now, that then it would actually be a different result now. There's some to that, but at the same time, it's like, come on. Come on. 833-288-9730. When we come back, we got some local college basketball in town, and we'll talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend with San Diego FC. They're getting ready for the next round of the MLS playoffs. We'll get to both of those things in the final segment of the Brayden Soprenet Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To the fan. Marlins owner Bruce Sherman has told several Marlins employees that he fully expects ace Sandy Alcantara to be on the roster on opening day, but they're also not shutting off talks with potential suitors. There you go.
So the
we'll go full circle here. Fernando Tatis Jr. for Sandy. Huh? No, so, that'd be terrible.
So the news is he's on the team, but we might trade him.
There is no news there.
That's what was said.
It is a Bob Nightingale tweet. So take that for what it's worth.
I told you my rule about Bob Nightingale.
Uh-huh. We heard it.
You all heard fair. It.
I wouldn't say it.
I'm not going to.
All right. We're going to talk about San Diego FC, and we're going to talk about what else did I tease going to break? I forgot already. But I knew we were going to talk about San Diego FC. Oh, the college basketball tonight as well.
Yes.
Throughout San Diego County. We do want to get your phone calls, too. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. Stephen Palway, you're on the Brayton Soprano Show. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. I've been listening off and on, so I don't know all the subjects. But the one I wanted to talk about was Arise. And I can't disagree with you guys more. I mean, Arise was the spark plug of this team last year. We would have lost at least 10 more games if he wasn't part of this team. You know, you guys talked about we need Slug. You know what? If we had a Manny Machado that actually could hit in August and September and playoffs and Fernando and Cronenworth, maybe we wouldn't need that as much. The problem is not Arise. The problem is Machado chokes under pressure. Fernando was terrible in the playoffs, and so was Cronenworth. So maybe if we look within instead of without at the out, I think that Arise played a great first base. He's a spark plug for the team. I think that base hit sparks the team. I think it's really important. I guess it's either, you know, get 30 home runs or 60 strikeouts from a guy. I guess what you want. But anyway, I'm totally against what you guys think we should do with Arise.
I mean, if you got like $25 million to spend, Steve, or $30 million to spend, and you got to get starting pitching, and you got to get some type of offensive power in the lineup, you can't be spending $8.5 million on a guy like Luis Arraez. Yeah, you just can't. And there's no fit for him. You've already spent all your money. If the idea is like trying to trade away two guys, maybe, to try to free up other space. I mean, he obviously has a problem with Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm sure he would like to see, Steve would, to see maybe one of those guys traded. You can't really build a team around Luis Arraez. I really wouldn't say he was the spark plug either. I mean, he had arguably one of the worst seasons he has had in his career, and I don't think it's getting better. As much as people go like, well, he's 28, he's in his prime. Is he? Is he really? His metrics are going in a different spot. I think Luis Arraez brings value. I mentioned that earlier today. I mean, did I say anything else besides like for $8.5 million, Luis Arraez, not a bad fit? It doesn't seem like it fits for the Padres.
I mean, I don't completely disagree with what he said. I mean, with Manny having the August and September that he had, that
Manny and Fernando need to be better.
Help.
He's right on that part.
Yeah, that did not help, but I don't think that. I think that Arise still has too many holes in his game to be able to fill the holes on the team at the moment.
For what the team has and the situation that is at hand, it doesn't make a lot of sense for how much money he would cost to fit the roles. I mean, what is the role that he has on this Padres team, Frank?
This
Padres team this Padres team with the current roster that is put into place. And the guys that you're paying a lot of money to be on this team, how does he fit in? Is he a starter or a bench piece on this team?
He's a rotational bench player. He's the guy you're going to throw in to give somebody a day off their feet. He's the Jose Iglesias of this team right now.
I mean, you could go through it. Is he starting every day over Manny Machado at third base?
No.
Is he starting at shortstop? Absolutely not.
No.
Is he starting in the outfield anywhere? No. Is he starting at second over Jake Cronenworth?
He could, but that would require moving Jake back to first, which he's not a first baseman. He's not your first base answer.
Is he a starting second baseman? No, not really. He's really not. Jake Cronenworth, I think, is better for you starting at second base than Luis Arraez.
Agreed, 100%. His big contract value is at second base. It's not at first base.
All that's left is first base for Luis Arraez, right? Because he's not catching.
He's not a first baseman.
All you have left for him is first base or DH. And to me, this team needs more power out of first base and DH. Not a contact hitter at DH or first base. I mean, if the guy could bring a little bit more defensively and with some other characteristics and play middle infield, he's a good middle infielder at $8.5 million as a starter. But that's not what he is. He's a first baseman, right? So at $8.5 million to be a slap-hitting first baseman, Padres haven't had a power-hitting first baseman in years. And as much as we like to consider some of these stars to be power, there's not. They don't have power hitters on this team. I've said that for years now. Like, Fernando is not a power hitter. Would you agree with that, Frank? Just because he hits the ball over the fence and he's got pop doesn't make him a power hitter.
No, he can definitely hit for average. I would say he's an all-around
hitter. He's a pure hitter.
Yeah, he's a pure hitter. He's not a power hitter. He's not a contact hitter. He's
all-around good hitter. That's what he is. Manny Machado, is he a power hitter? No. He's an all-around good hitter. Xander Bogaerts, is he a power hitter?
No,
not his home run numbers. You go back and look at all of his home run numbers in Boston, he's not a home run hitter.
Gavin Sheets is a power hitter. Jackson Merrill is not a power
hitter. He's not one
of
the better power hitters, but he's a power hitter. I would consider, right? I don't think Jackson Merrill's a power hitter.
No,
I think that he's an all-around good hitter, right? You know, perfect example of a power hitter. Kyle Schwarber does it for high average, puts the ball over the fence 50 times. Gavin Sheets ain't going to do that, but he is a power hitter. Ryan O'Hearn is a power hitter. Those are the type of players that you need on good teams to play first base and to be a DH. And so in that capacity, he's kind of a bench piece, right? Like, if Luis Arraez is coming off the bench and spot starting and is a pinch hitter late, like, that makes sense on this team. It don't make sense for $8.5 million not on the bench. What is the deep sigh for?
I hate Scott Boras so much.
Oh, no.
He was interviewed because of God, why wouldn't he be?
All these meetings he likes to do. I think that Scott Boras looks in the mirror in his hotel and pulls all his one-liner jokes and he goes, ha-ha. Do you think he scripts those or do you think he's got somebody that writes it for him?
I don't care. Whoever it is needs to be fired. The fans in Detroit want the Tigers to build a Tarik Barrack.
Mm.
Little Caesars running around town saying, sigh, sigh. It should be Scooby done. If not, the fans would certainly think it's a Detroit doink. I hate you so much.
We are in full Scott Boras mode. Full Scott Boras mode. How about this one for you?
This is on Pete Alonso. I think Pete is at the point of his career where he's about winning, no doubt. Had that question a lot. There's no doubt Pete's pursuers are primed to pay the power piper. Pete picked a perfect period to play preeminently at a really primary position. A playoff-parched plethora will pounce to participate in the polar plunge. I hate you. Stop.
There's people that are trying to get some run out of that Fernando thing by Bob Nightingale. You ever see the MLB executive burner? He's got 23,000 followers. That's just,
yes.
A guy that throws out crazy stuff. You don't know anything about him. So I find it comical. This is what he called a fun hypothetical, Frank. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Steve Cohen calls Padres ownership and offers to take the contracts of Jake Cronenworth, Xander Bogaerts, Yu Darvish, and Wandy Peralta off their books in order to get Fernando Tatis Jr. for a player to be named later. He just basically buys all this stuff off so they could just buy Fernando. That is crazy.
San Diego FC beat the Portland Timbers on Sunday.
They did.
Walked the dog on the Portland Timbers. Anders Dreyer showing why.
You don't have Fernando on the Mets?
No. Showing why he is the league MVP. Absolutely fantastic play. Amal Pellegrino very, very nicely done in support. Red card, again, we talked about it a lot. Portland just getting frustrated towards the end of that game in a very, very big way with yellow card after yellow card, culminating in a red card in the 80th minute. So now San Diego will play the number 4-seeded Minnesota United on the 24th, which is why CIF games are not going to be at Snapdragon, and instead are going to be in my backyard in Southwestern College. LAFC defeated Austin FC 2-0. They will face the Vancouver Whitecaps in the Western Conference Final, who beat FC Dallas 2-0. On the east side, the Philadelphia Union took down the number 8-ranked Chicago Fire. New York City FC defeated FC Charlotte 2-1. So the Union will take on New York City FC. Inter Miami took down Nashville SC 2-1. And Cincinnati beat the Columbus Crew 2-1. So it'll be Cincinnati versus Inter Miami. 1-4, 2-3 on the west, and 1-5 and 2-3 on the east.
Only one upset.
Yes, one upset.
In the
upset.
Entire MLS playoffs.
Yep.
Because even the 8 seeds beat the 9s in the wild card round. This is a winner-take-all game, correct?
Yes.
All these games?
Yes, these are now winner-take-all.
So the West will be played on the 22nd and the 24th. East will be played on the 23rd of November. Vancouver versus LAFC, as mentioned before, 6:30 on November 22nd. Then they'll go to the Eastern Conference and have those two games play. Philadelphia and New York at 4:45, Cincinnati-Miami at 2, and San Diego-Minnesota will play at 7 o'clock at Snapdragon Stadium on November 24th on a Monday.
But a picture-perfect game from San Diego FC on Sunday night. Perfect.
Coming up next, Tony Wood Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby for Gwynn and Chris. For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Surprenant. We'll talk to you guys on Thursday. More football talk and more later on in the week. Talk to you then. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Surprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.